free to nominate any resident to serve in that capacity. And, you know, your other option, of course, is not to do that, but I don't recommend that. So, good luck.
That was a short answer. Very unlikely. And I know there could have been other, we could hold a special election in November, but that doesn't make much sense, seeing that it's only for the duration of the term and it would be for 3 or 4 months, so that doesn't make a lot of sense. So do we have any nominations for appointing a new village president to serve out the term of President Vandenhoven? Trustee Darby.
I would like to nominate Randy Gast.
Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, should we have discussion?
Or see if there are any other nominations.
That's a good idea. Are there any other nominations this evening? Okay. So do we vote first? Or? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Trustee Gass, would you like to come up?
I would love to come up. They're pretty over down here.
Do you want to read it, or you want me to read it and you?
Well, I can read it. That'll save a little redundancy. I, Randall L. Gass, having been elected or appointed to the office of Alloway Village President, swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin, and will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of said office to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Sign it. Thank you.
I'll go down. It appears that my retirement was short-lived. I want to thank the board for the nomination and the vote. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity to serve the village residents of Alloway, this great community, for one more year. Although, you know, it's probably never say never, but I'm not doing it again. So for one more year, I have the privilege of representing the residents of this village, and I'm very proud to be able to not fill the shoes, but take over and fulfill the term of President Vandenhoven, who I'll speak more about him later when we recognize him, but who's done, I think, a wonderful job on behalf of the residents of the village. So, all right, now with that said and done, we'll go to the new 2B, the old number 7, resolution regarding 2015, or resolution 2015-04, thanking President Vandenhoven for his years of service to the community. Steve, if you could come forward, please.
There's no one to sign them.
I can sign them, I guess. Resolution 2015-04, Village of Alloway. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to sincerely thank Stephen Vandenhoven for his 9 years of dedicated service as Village Trustee and Village President, his commitment to the well-being of Alloway residents, his leadership through the merger of our fire and rescue services with Green Bay, and his commitment to economic growth by supporting a corridor study for future development and redevelopment of Webster Avenue and Riverside Drive, and his selfless dedication to the greater good. and to honor President Van den Abend with a resolution in recognition of his outstanding and tireless service to the community, soon to be passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alawita this 21st day of April, 2015. Congratulations.
Words? Speech?
No, I've said enough already. Thank you.
Brad?
Brad Fletcher.
Do you want to read Randy's?
Let me just say a word or two about Steve Van den Abend. I joined the board with him 9 years ago, and there were several of us who ran to, I think, bring a more progressive philosophy to the village board and to be better listeners to the community and to be more proactive in terms of governance of the community. And we all ran on that platform, you know, to bring change and you know, commitment, you know, back to the village. So we all ran on that, and Steve is the epitome of all those things. He served with great dignity, great grace, and to manage the board the way that he did, always with courtesy, always with respect, and always with the best, you know, intentions of serving the residents of this village. He's done a great job. It was my privilege to serve with him as a trustee, and it's also my privilege to follow him and finish his term off. And hopefully I'll do half as good of a job as Steve did in the last 12 months. So on behalf of me personally, I want to thank Steve for all of his time and effort. All right, action regarding resolution 2015-05, thanking me for my years of service.
We need to make a motion.
Well, we do need to make a motion.
First seven.
I'm just afraid it'll fail, so I was hoping to skip that part of it. All right, let's do, do I have a motion on resolution 2015-04 concerning Steve's recognition for his service? Trustee Green, it's nice to say that again.
So moved.
Is there a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimously approved. The next item is 2015-05 concerning thanking me for my years of service. It's kind of weird. I get to sign my own thank you. nobody else has signed my own thank you. That is me.
Can't we predate it and have Steve sign it?
It's approved today.
Brad, did you want to read this one? Because I think it'd be funny if I read it to myself.
I would read that. Resolution 2015-5, Village of Alawita, be resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alawita, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alawita Village Board wishes to sincerely thank Randy Gass for his 9 years of dedicated service as a trustee, his detail to budgets and commitment to keeping taxes as low as possible, and his commitment to open government, and to honor Trustee Gass with a resolution in recognition of his outstanding and tireless service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board, the Village of Alawita, this 21st day of April 2015.
Thank you, Brad. Is there a motion to approve resolution 2015-05? Mr. Harris, second by Mr. Rafter. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll abstain. feel a little egotistic. I voted in favor of myself with it. I appreciate it too. And like I said with Steve, we ran on a platform 9 years ago, and it's been my great privilege and honor to serve the residents of the village. And like I said before, I'm happy to do so for one more year as the village president. So, but that said, we'll move on to the next agenda item, which is resolution 2015-06, thanking Trustee Jim Genrick for his years of service to the village board. Jim, if you want to come up, and I'll read it in front of the podium.
Resolution 2015-06, the Village of Alawita, be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alawita, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alawita Village Board wishes to sincerely thank Jim Genrick for his 2.5 years of dedicated service as a village trustee, his endless community involvement as a steward of Alawita, his promotion of economic development, and his devotion to responsible government, and to honor Trustee Genrick with a resolution in recognition of his outstanding and tireless service to the community, soon to be passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alawita this 21st day of April 2015. Congratulations, Jim. Thank you so much for your service.
You're very welcome.
Jim Genrick, 2596 Ducharme. I prepared some remarks, and I said it would be like a 45-minute bad homily, but I just want to thank everybody for you've been fun to work with. You guys do a great job. I want to congratulate Rob. I've known Rob for a long time, and I know you guys will work well together, so good job. Thanks.
I do want to personally thank Jim for his years of service. It's been my privilege and honor to work with him. I just want to say, I don't know that maybe a lot of people don't appreciate the fact that we have a very good board. I'm sure Dennis will agree with me since he represents a number of municipalities. There can be a lot of, you know, politics and factionalism and division on village or town boards. But I think Alloway's been blessed over the last, 10 years or so to have, dedicated public servants who treat each other with respect and can agree to disagree and then still shake hands at the end of the day, and that who always put the interests of the village residents ahead of their own. And I mean, it's a great board to work with. I mean, a very professional board, a very intelligent board. And like I said, we don't always agree, but we can agree to disagree with respect. So thank you, Jim, for your years of service. All right, now we have, it's just a fun night. We're awarding everybody tonight.
I need a motion.
We do need a motion on Jim's resolution. I will make the motion to approve 2015-06. Is there a second? Bob seconds it. Is there any discussion concerning this? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution adopted. Now we have the award of the certificate of election to newly elected village trustees Green, Dart, and Atwood.
I suppose we can just do it right up here.
First, Lynn, you can stand up. I would like to present you with your certificate of election to the village board based upon the results of the last election. Welcome back aboard, and I look forward to working with you as is the rest of the board.
Thank all of you very much.
Penny Dart, stand and be recognized. Here is your certificate of election based upon the last election results. It's the village residents' pleasure to have you back on the board for having this term, and I'm happy that you are.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now we get down to the newbie. Rob Atwood, it's with my great privilege to welcome you to the board based upon the vote and the pleasure of the residents of the village of Alabama. This is your certificate of election. I look forward to serving with you.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you.
All right, now we're at the presentation stage. We have a presentation on the Safe Routes to School concept plan.
As you know, Craig was unable to attend tonight, but he did want to get this conceptual tentative plan out to the board. I know it went through Public Works already, but he did want this to come to the board. Again, it's a conceptual plan, tentative plan, and we wanted you to see it before we move forward. It was in the packet. I don't know if you would like me to go through line by line as to where we are at the stage or how we're going to move forward.
For the residents' sake, you might want to do that.
Okay. Safe Route to School. Again, this is the review of a tentative conceptual plan. We did go through it with the Public Works Committee. Now we're going to go through it with the board. Our next step after we show you, present it to you, we are going to conduct a residential public involvement meeting, more than likely mid-May, to get their input and to show them the conceptual plan. We do have a we're going to solicit their responses in writing. We're going to try to avoid the 10, 15, 20 minute per resident speaking, so we are asking for them to either go to the website or attend the informative meeting and provide their input on a sheet of paper that we're going to provide to them. It is also available on the village website. We do plan on sending a mailer to these residents with the conceptual plan on the back and a place for their response and input on the front. We are in the process right now of working with our consulting engineer that is provided to us by the DOT. We are working right now on what is called the environmental report that will eventually be sent on to our consulting engineer for their approval, their signature, and then it will move on to the DOT from there. We have to get through this informational meeting as well as the presentation to you before we can move forward with this environmental report. Again, this is conceptual, tentative, nothing set in stone. There has been, some of it has been laid out based on the application that we submitted for this project. The streets have been laid out. The northwest, southeast of the streets is somewhat set, but minor changes can be made to what we applied for. Okay, again, the main overview showing, I guess, starting with the sidewalk on St. Joseph's. It will begin on Lytle Street, proceed west up to Woodrow. It will then proceed to the south down Woodrow on the east side. At the end of Woodrow, we will provide a crossing that will bring, there will be some walk on the west side as well, but it will bring the foot traffic from the east side of the road to the west side of the road where the school is located. Per our application, we also submitted for a small segment of sidewalk just west of Woodrow that would connect an existing section of sidewalk down to Woodrow Lake. There's kind of a blown up view of Woodrow. I'm sorry. We are north of the park yet on Woodrow. So that will be on the east side of the road.
We will be
on that side of the road. Okay. The sidewalk will also be on St. Joseph's from Lytle Street to the west. Right now, the conceptual and tentative plan does show it on the north side of the street. It will proceed up to the corner of Woodrow and Brookridge, providing entrance to the school from there. There's the lower part of Brookridge, beginning at Lytle. Continuing up on the north side of the street. There is the intersection of Woodrow and Brookridge. The main sidewalk would continue on the west side of Brookridge, north towards the school. That was part of the application that was submitted. The sidewalk that's shown there in the blue on the east side of Woodrow is something that we thought we are proposing to do that if there are funds available. There seems to be a number of children that are dropped off on that east side of the road that would provide them access to the crossing for them to get to school, to the school.
Jeff?
Dolphin?
Jeff?
I'm sorry. Yes,
is the street on the east side of Woodrow, is that the whole block that you're proposing? I can't really tell.
Just the section between, I believe that's Dolphin and Brookridge.
Okay, but that whole section?
Yes, that section. Cool. And again, we are proposing that if funds are available, depending how the bidding goes and how the project proceeds.
Okay.
The next section of Woodrow between Alloway Avenue and Dolphin. We are also proposing a sidewalk on the west side of Woodrow, again, between Alloway Avenue and Dolphin, with a crossing at that intersection. There's that segment of sidewalk that we would that would be west of Woodrow and would connect the existing sidewalk to our road to school. There's one thing I guess I feel that I should cover. It's up in the air right now. There is a segment that was a part of our application. I shouldn't even say that. There is a segment between Alloway Avenue and Mission on the west side of the road, between Alloway Avenue and Mission, that the DOT has interpreted that we may have to install. There has been some talk, some discussion within Public Works, the necessity of that segment of sidewalk, and if the funds would be available for that side of that segment of sidewalk. It's Public Works' belief that the money, if we're available, would be better spent in a different area, say on the Woodrow section by Brookridge, than spent on that segment between Alloway and East Mission. It's an ongoing discussion that we're having with our consulting engineer as well as the DOT. That answer will come to us if they're going to make us install it after the environmental report is submitted with our 30% design. I think that just about covers it. There are the segments on libel. As part of our application, we did submit for segments of sidewalk on Libel Street, beginning at Brookridge, going north, and ending at Beaupré. There is an existing sidewalk right now, right in front of that property across from the Village Hall. That segment, it's existing, so it's there. The two segments would be between St. Joseph's and Brookridge, and then this segment over here down past the Mako property, ending at Beaupré. Again, conceptual, tentative, waiting on public involvement meeting, waiting for some input from yourselves as well.
Any questions by the board? Trustee Rapp?
Jeff, I've got a couple. Do we know the meeting date in May?
We don't have a meeting date set. We were hoping for sometime in mid-May.
And How are we going to let residents know that that meeting is taking place?
We are currently working on a mailing that would include the map as well as the informational sheet, or the sheet that they can fill out with their comments and thoughts.
Excellent.
13th and 15th have been tossed around one of those days, I believe.
Okay. I'd like to commend you on, we've talked for the last year, I know, about improving communication with residents about projects, and this is a great step towards that. So I commend you guys for that planning. Question regarding, there's been a lot of discussion about the trees on Brook Ridge and the placement of the sidewalk. Do we know, are we going to be taking out a lot of trees? Are we able to weave around them?
You know, we, Chris, myself, Craig, have gone out and walked this route, looked at this route, spent time going through this. We have come up with this, and that's why I was tentative to talk about the blue line that's on there. The blue line is an option. The blue line smack dab right through every tree. It is an option. It's there. What we discovered is that we were able to go, we have enough right-of-way there that we're able to go far enough back, still be a foot, foot and a half off the property line, but preserve almost all the trees.
Yeah, maybe two or three that would need to come out, and the condition of those two or three trees was they weren't high-quality trees. So I don't feel
could
like
you, could you zip up Brook Ridge to where we need some adjustment to save some trees?
And I notice it's on the mailing that will go to the residents, but and then that's nice to ask them.
Yep.
I mean, we're saying if you live on Brook Ridge, would you rather be closer to the road and take out a bunch of trees, or you'd rather be further from the road and leave the trees? So that's nice to be able to specifically call that out to the residents. And
it's an interesting option. It's an interesting option. And we did, the red line just by where it said Brook Ridge, where the brook starts, we did pull that sidewalk closer to the road to preserve four or so trees in there that would have had to come out.
One public tree and three that were privately owned, large maple trees that would, by pulling the sidewalk closer to the street, would preserve those trees.
So we are doing our best to preserve as many trees as we
can. Last question?
Yes.
Regarding the sidewalk between that the state wants or may want between Alloway and Mission?
Yes.
How is it that they can tell us where we have to put a sidewalk?
It was part of our application.
Okay. It's
what they've interpreted as part of our application. Our application was somewhat broad so that we would have the option to move things around.
Mm-hmm.
That was their interpretation that segment needs to be.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Trustee Harrison.
I had the question about the meeting date, and then just what is the proposed year for installation at this point?
I believe it's 2017. There's many steps to go through in a DOT project.
So right now, we're a good 2 years out.
Yes.
Thank you.
Again, we hope to be, after the May meeting, towards the end of May, maybe into June, we hope to be at 30% design. If that helps at all.
Thank you.
Any other questions of the board? Trustee Green.
Jeff, you just mentioned an environmental report with regards to Mission. What kind of environmental report are they sending?
The environmental report is something that we have to put together and give to them. It covers archaeological areas, historical areas, wetlands, a whole number of things. It's something that they go over and make sure that the project we're proposing fits the land.
So why has that got to be done on Mission and nowhere else?
I'm sorry, did I say that it had to be done on Mission? It's done on the route of the project.
Okay, the whole project. Sorry,
correct.
My understanding when you said it was we were waiting for the environmental report to know if we have to do the Mission portion of the sidewalk.
No, the segment on Mission that is up in the air, we are hoping to submit a plan that doesn't show that section of sidewalk.
Okay, got it.
And that will be submitted with the environmental.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other questions of the board? Trustee Dennis?
I do have a question. It's not specifically related to the sidewalk portion here. Okay. And realizing and recognizing that this is something separate, but at the top of the Brookbridge area, we talked at one time, point in time about the property which is owned by the village in relation to a safe student drop-off zone. Is that something that's even on our calendar yet or on our radar?
There had been some discussion, I know, of bumping the curb out in that area and maybe providing some parking stalls or drop-off areas. It's still there. The thought is still there. I don't know if we're going to proceed with that or move forward with that. I think our hopes were that that property that's owned by the village would be used more by the teachers as parking to free up some of the end of Woodrow for drop-off. I know that had been that has been discussed as well.
We'll definitely make sure that stays on the radar, you know, because I would envision that we'll have this meeting. It'll go back to Public Works to receive and review the comments received from the residents, and then Public Works can kind of synthesize a position and then come back to the Village Board for discussion and ultimate approval. I think yes. That would be the appropriate process. So we'll definitely keep that in mind, Trustee Dennis, as we take a look at this. And the only suggestion I would have is to make sure that we pick that date soon so we can get the letter notification out soon, you know, so they don't get it, you know, 4 or 5 days or, you know, before the meeting is supposed to take place. So let's get that taken care of as soon as we can. Trustee Raffer.
I have one last question.
Sure.
Are we going to be sending a notification to the school as well about the meeting in May?
I would assume so.
I would encourage us to do so, to encourage the parents as yes. well to attend so that they can see and provide feedback.
Okay.
Excellent point. Let's make that happen. Yeah, because I think that is a very excellent point.
A note to the school inviting parents to attend?
Yep. I would ask the school to let all the parents know in their brown envelopes or whatever they okay. do that the meeting is going to take place and to encourage them to attend.
Okay.
No, good point.
Thanks.
Any other board questions or comments at this point? I mean, it'll come back to us at a later point for continued review. If not, all right. Thanks, Jeff. Thank you. All right, we'll move on to announcements. Special event walk to cure. Brad, can you comment upon
it? It's Chris.
Oh, is it Chris? Sorry.
So useful.
No, so you seem to Brad just commenting on everything. Chris, if you want to talk about that a little bit, that'd be nice.
It's a reoccurring special event for the walk to cure arthritis. So this is an event that's been held in the past. And this is going to be held on Sunday, May 3rd from 7 to 1 p.m. So no concerns. Like I said, it's an event that's been held in the past.
So therefore, it doesn't need board approval for anything?
That is correct. Okay. That's information. I do have two additional announcements real quickly. This year, the Parks Department purchased a new compact loader for our department, and what we had done is we actually sold our old loader on an auction website. We did get $32,100 for that sale of that loader, which is about $12,000 over what our trade value would have been.
Well,
so they were going to give us $20,000 for trade, and we ended up selling it for $32,100. So I wanted to give the board that information.
Let me applaud staff for exploring those alternative routes. I mean, that was a nice increase over mere trade-in value. So I appreciate you guys being proactive and looking at all those different things. Trustee Duff?
I know I've asked this question before, but and then do those proceeds and funds go specifically back to the park department, or do they go to the
general fund?
They go to the equipment replacement fund.
Oh,
thank you.
Right. Please yep. proceed.
And then lastly, I just wanted to let the board know that our recreation department, we have started utilizing a new software package for programming and our registration so that we can, it's a cloud-based program that we can allow our users and our residents to register for the programs online now. That's RecDesk, so if you haven't noticed that on the website, just click on the recreation tab and it'll take you directly to that website. So that's a type of program that, like I said, it's cloud-based, and we have an annual cost about $3,500 with that. But that was the most cost-effective option that we had looked at. Some of the other options were in that $10,000 to $15,000 range. So I feel that it's really a benefit to our departments and really worked well for us. Yeah, and we'll be able to utilize that for our facility rentals as well.
Any other announcements from staff or the board? Brad?
Just one. Today we received a raise permit for a building on the corner of Derby and Webster Avenue. That's the old St. Vincent Dialysis Center. I believe that's what it was called at one time. No indication of what might be going in there, but just so you know, if you see some activity up there in the near future, that's what's going on.
Okay. Any other announcements, staff, board?
It's not in relation to the specific village information, but just recognition to Brad Lang for his being here tonight. It's his 25th wedding anniversary, so Mama's at home, and he is here with us.
We'll pass a resolution of commendation to your wife at the next.
Deliver it to the doghouse.
And deliver it to the doghouse because that's where you're going to be. All right. Any other announcements? All right. Hearing none, we'll move to item number 5, public appearances. Anyone can speak on any matter of concern to the village or anything else, but we can only take action on items that are under the action section of the agenda.
We received this letter, but several of them are here, so I'm assuming one of them are going to speak on it.
Jim Over on 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I can't say how disappointed I am in the board for allowing what happened on March 17th to take place. A lynch mob mentality was developed by the board, and a resident was ridiculed and humiliated, and it was so bad that the board thought it was very funny to instruct to engage in mock violence, and if that resident ever showed up again to talk on that topic, he should be taken out back and shot just like the Mad Dog Spinner. And that was Bob Dennis who said that, and that was a bad thing to say, and that goes into the whole mentality of the process that the previous president had taken on attacking me personally and trying to humiliate me in an effort to conceal bad government on the part of Alloway. I'm going to ask the board to make sure that the minutes from that meeting accurately reflect what was actually said. According to the village charter, section 100.03b, these proceedings are supposed to follow Robert's Rules of Order, and all of the comments, while not verbatim, are supposed to be documented. So I was very concerned with that. Moving on, my biggest concern that I had when I was approached by the village and asked to help with the architectural intensive survey was that we wanted to properly document the history and the architecture of Old Alloway. At the March 17th meeting, after spending $20,000 on a survey, and according to the president, $75,000 on an investigation into the survey, which comes out to $95,000, the contractor indicated that she had no idea where Old Alloway was. And that was what they were hired to do. There was questions on Sunset Park. It was reported by everybody how well this survey was done, and that all 16 homes in Sunset Park were eligible for the National Register. The Department of Transportation has challenged that and has removed those some of those properties from there. So what was said at the meeting was not accurate. And in addition, finally, it's been denied that an ad hoc executive committee ever existed. I did receive a letter, a summary letter, from the chairman of the ad hoc executive committee for delivery to the National Park Service last week, and outlining the two-year events that took place. So to say that no committee took place because the committee didn't have a name and it wasn't authorized under our village charter does not mean that a committee did not hold an investigative hearing on the State Historic Preservation Office. And so I have those records. I've sent them over to appropriate people. I think that with this new board coming in, that any further meetings should be done in accordance with the village charter. Thank you.
Well, I'm just going to take a moment to comment. I was at the March 17th meeting. There was no lynch mob mentality. Prior to that meeting, the board invited Mr. O'Rourke to submit evidence or support for his unsubstantiated allegations. We got no such supporting documents, no analysis of why this study is flawed. So the board entertained a motion and approved a motion that we were going to take no action on. Now, Mr. O'Rourke was afforded an opportunity to try to convince and persuade and tell the board why that survey was flawed. He did not avail himself of the opportunity. He did not have any obligation to do anything. I mean, there was no mock trial. I mean, I've heard that word used before. There wasn't a mock trial. We just asked him, you know, tell us what you're thinking, and we'll listen to it. He did not want to avail himself of that opportunity. That's fine. That's his privilege and his prerogative. There is no ad hoc executive committee. The $75,000, I've heard that number bantered about, that is not the money the village has spent analyzing the survey to see if the survey was flawed. We haven't spent $75,000 to do that. What we spent $75,000 or thereabouts in doing is responding to Mr. O'Rourke's open records request. The staff time and the attorney time in responding to multiple requests for the same information. That's where the money's been spent. Not on investigating whether or not that survey was flawed. That ain't where the money went. It went to respond to your open records request. I mean, that took staff time, it took attorney time, it took a lot of time to do those kinds of things. So that's where that money went. There was no attempt to humiliate any village resident that March 17th meeting. And the minutes will be as the village board determines what the minutes will be, consistent with our legal obligation. So I just wanted to make those comments and try to, you know, set the stage and set the record correct, at least in my estimation. So, any other public comment? Sir? Yeah, if you could step forward and just give your name and address. And
first time here, sorry. Hi, my name is Russ Holtzman. I live at 1413 South Irwin. It's just a long throw from here. I was wondering if you guys were aware, and I don't even know if this is the appropriate venue, so correct me if I'm wrong.
We'll help you. If it's not, we'll tell you where to go.
the current budget being debated for the state of Wisconsin includes shutting down towers at prisons throughout the state. I was wondering if you were aware of this, and if you were aware of it, if there was any action being taken.
Shutting down what, sir?
Towers at the prison.
Oh, towers.
In the third shift.
Third shift towers at the prison. And we have prison, maximum security prison right in town here. I can tell you that the intention is to close 5 of the towers here, 55 other towers statewide, but for Eloise purposes, of the 6 towers, there will only be 1 left operating if this budget is approved as it's written. And I was just wondering if the village is doing anything about that, if the village thinks that's something worth addressing.
I appreciate the comment. I personally was unaware of that. I mean, that's not one of the big ticket items that shows up in the newspaper,
no.
You know, in terms of the governor's proposed budget cuts. Apparently, Trustee Rafter is aware of it. It is something I think we should take a look at, and I don't even know. We used to have Public Safety Committee, but I'm trying to think what would be an appropriate committee to review. Yeah, kind of merged into Public Works.
Hmm. Okay. Regarding that?
Yeah, just getting into your comment, I mean, I think mm-hmm. we should take a look at it, and I was just wondering what would be an appropriate committee to study that issue and look at it so we can actually develop a position and report it back to the state.
It's my understanding they want to replace those towers with software and to manage it via software. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's my understanding to reach a $48 million reduction in cost.
The way it's been explained to me is that they will harden the physical features, including wire, cameras, possibly other electronic toner measures. But I want to make it clear that there will be nobody in those towers to stop the guy going over if he's going over. And that's what keeps them in. They're not afraid of wire. Full disclosure, I've been working there for 20 years, but I'm also, and I'm not here because it affects my job. It really doesn't affect my job. It won't have much impact on me. But it could have a major impact on Alloy or Waupun or other communities and villages. But, if they put cameras on the wall, that's great. We'll have great pictures of a guy climbing over the wall. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't want to be a residential nearby.
No, I appreciate the comment. Mm-hmm. Brad.
We actually communicated a little bit via email, and I invited him to come tonight because I wasn't aware of this portion in the budget at all. So I thought it would be best served if he was able to come and do some sort of presentation because I wasn't sure if the rest of the board was aware of it as well. So.
You must have been in contact with someone else.
I'm sorry, Skip.
That's one of the union representatives.
Okay.
Over there. Sure.
I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate your comments, and what we'll do is refer the issue to an appropriate village board. Take a prompt look at it, and report back so the village can formalize a position. Because I agree. I mean, I think it is something that we need to weigh in on because we have one of them right in the heart of our village.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. Recommendations in terms of where you think that issue should go to. I mean, it can go to Public Works. That's where Public Safety got merged into.
I think it'd be the Public Works, but I think getting Rick involved with some of the discussion mm-hmm. and maybe even reach out to some others at Brown County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
Why
don't you pull something together and then we'll put it on the next Public Works agenda meeting. Maybe Rick can be at that meeting and we can roundtable the issue and try to come up with some kind of an opinion or a recommendation to the board in terms of how to look at that.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Any other public comment? Mr. Vandenau.
Steve Vandenau in 601 Briar Court. I really didn't expect to be up here speaking this evening at all, but I also didn't expect to be lambasted by a village resident. So here I am in front of you. I actually was thinking about coming up anyway, and I want to start out with that because this is, to me, supposed to be a joyous occasion. I'm moving on to a different chapter in my life, and all of you are recommitting to the village or committing for the first time to the village. So I wanted to start out by congratulating all of you for being reelected or elected for the first time and thanking you for putting your name in the hat. It takes a special person. It's not the money. Trustee Green has said this a million times. If you're in this for the money, you picked the wrong job. You should probably be working in a fast food restaurant and you'll make more per hour. I also wanted to extend a thank you and a congratulations to President Gast for coming out of retirement and putting in another year. I've appreciated working with all of you, and I really do appreciate your service. I obviously know what it's like to sit on the other side of the podium, and it's very often a very thankless job. It's also actually quite a thankless job for the to administrator and staff. In my 9 years of experience, I've learned that you get more traffic in here when people have something to complain about or when something's gone wrong, and you get very little thank yous and kudos. So to everyone at the Village, including Debbie, who's absolutely wonderful. She works, you know, long hours, and the place would crumble without her. And she denies it, see? Yeah, and Brad, the new administrator, is doing a wonderful job, and the staff is just perfectly positioned to really move forward. And I think this board is perfectly positioned. I ran 9 years ago as a trustee on values and attitude. Remember the little clever kind of campaign slogan I had, the VA for Brandon Alvin and for values and attitude. And it's something that I hold true to my heart, to run on transparent government that abides by open meetings records. You've probably heard from me more than you wanted that you had to break up and end our after-meeting discussions around the podium because you're treading in dangerous territory, and that you shouldn't be exchanging emails back and forth because you could be accused of a walking quorum. So I ran on these sorts of values and attitudes, and the attitude of being optimistic that we can move forward and continue to be the most progressive and forward-looking municipality in the area. This board, I think, epitomizes what I got into politics for. So it was a difficult decision to resign and to leave the area, but I'm comforted knowing that this board and this staff I leave behind, you're going to be absolutely fabulous. So I ran on values and attitude. My reputation, I've got this, which is very nice. I'm not complaining. It's very nice. I have a little money, I guess, but I think I've already spent that from serving as a trustee and the president. What I really have is my reputation, and I won't put up with my reputation being threatened by completely inaccurate allegations. So I don't want to be the pain in the neck of the board because I know what it's like to sit on your side, but I will not go away if these sort of attacks continue. In fact, I'm in a position now as a resident where I will not put up with it as much as I did as the village president. As far as the allegations that were levied by a previous resident, they're too numerous to go through, but they're nothing new. I've been exchanging emails with this resident for quite a few years. I think the person that he said chaired the ad hoc executive committee that wrote him a summary of their activities was me. I wrote Mr. O'Rourke a final email over the weekend and said, this is how everything shook out, and if this is what you want to present to the National Park Service, you're perfectly welcome to do so. I am at liberty and I'm perfectly willing to share that email with all of the trustees so that you all know exactly what that summary looks like. What it basically summarizes is Mr. O'Rourke's petition to the village administrator, and then to me, close to 2 years ago, that we accused the State Historic Preservation Office of fraud, and the State Historic Preservation Office and their partner Legacy Consulting of negligence, of tampering with data, and with ignoring federal guidelines. And you heard this story before. You heard it before March 17th, and then you heard it recapped on March 17th. These are serious allegations. I was not willing to investigate the State Historic Preservation Office unless there was compelling reason to do so. And I asked Mr. O'Rourke for some information that would suggest that we should move forward. That information didn't come after repeated emails. And then the emails start to sound like accusations that the village itself was negligent and perhaps a party to wrongdoing. At which point, I prudently, to protect the village, pulled in the services of our village attorney. And it's been 18 months of emails back and forth, made up committees like an ad hoc executive committee, tribunals. I've spent half my time trying to figure out exactly what these terms mean. There was no ad hoc executive committee. We never investigated the State Historic Preservation Office as a village or as a subcommittee of the village. We were waiting for Mr. O'Rourke to supply the evidence that would suggest that we should do something like that. The end game of all of this was to convince the National Park Service that it should not only give us permission to perform another intensive survey, but that the National Park Service should fund it. And so that's the end game of all of this, but we never even got close to that because no information came forward to suggest that anything was done wrong and that we should accuse anyone of anything. The village attorney did write a letter to the National Park Service saying, hey, we have a resident who has some serious allegations. We're not sure what to do here. And the village attorney, to my knowledge, as of today, still has not received a response from the National Park Service. So we tried to reach out to the feds who are overseeing all this and giving out the money and to see if they had some guidance, and to date they have not. So anyway, you can read all about my summary of what's been going on, and you might be able to read all about the open records requests that were levied over the past 2 years by this resident. By my count and my count alone, I only have access to the open records requests that were sent to me. There were duplicate or very similar requests that were sent to the village clerk that I know about. I'm not sure if I know about all of those. It's my intention to contact the village clerk and to see if she can give me an estimate, because the resident should be in charge of paying for the work that goes into open records requests. I will ask her what she thinks the charges will be for me to file an open records request for all the emails related to this issue. President Gast is absolutely correct. The $75,000 estimation was my estimation. It actually included at the time the $20,000 that we spent in performing the study, but it wasn't $75,000 or $75,000 minus 20 for the study. That was performed by some ad hoc executive committee of the village board to look into the State Historic Preservation Office. It was money that we spent trying to get this resident the information that he requested in over 100, by my account, that I know about, 100 open records requests. I am pretty certain there were more that were addressed to other trustees. And however, as you know, we don't talk about these things outside of open meetings. We don't exchange emails with one another as a board, so I don't know exactly how many there were. The only way I could find that out is if I filed an open records request. It was my intention at the February meeting to bring all of this to the board, those of you who are at the board, so that you knew what I knew, and that's exactly what I did. There was no lynch mob. There was no predetermined agenda as to what we were going to say. The facts simply came out. In my understanding, at least in my experience being on the village board, there are only a handful of open records requests that were filed with the village, and I think the clerk could probably verify that. I compare a handful in the history of the village to the over 100 that have been levied over the past couple of years, and something has to change. As I said in the February meeting and in the March meeting, I'm hoping that my resignation and departure from the board can be an opportunity to take a different approach and to resolve this misunderstanding. I have obviously failed. I'm proud of a lot of things that I've done in the past 9 years. The thing that I'm least proud of is not being able to resolve this misunderstanding. It's costing the village thousands of dollars, and it has gone nowhere. We are no farther along to resolving this than we were 2 years ago. So, again, back to hopefully a more positive, a couple more positive comments, and I'm sorry for taking so much time. I think this board epitomizes the values and attitudes that I tried to engender when I ran for village trustee. There will always be people who will throw rocks from the outside and not want to help to solve problems, but I'm hoping that what you can do is move forward as a board, staff, and residents to move the village forward. There are a number of examples of where we've done that. The sexual offender or even the sidewalk issue can be very contentious, and I found that this board is very open to listening and to responding to resident concerns. this is very nice, and the accomplishments in this resolution, they're not mine. They're the board's overall, and mainly the staff. And so that I'm hoping that as you move forward, you remember it's not any one individual trustee or even the village president that makes the thing go. It's the collective collaboration between board, staff, administration, staff, and village residents. So again, thanks so much for your service. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Anyone else during the public appearance section of the agenda?
Roger Retzloff, 209 West Whitney Street. I'm just speaking to item 12B on your agenda, only because I have to leave and can't stay for that discussion. With respect to the Riverside Drive sidewalk and biking accommodations and the WSDOT question as to whether or not the village wants them to be included in the design. As a member of the Plan Commission and as a resident who lives within a couple of blocks of the roadway, I'd like to encourage the board to charge the DOT that they should provide a roadway design that will provide for a measurable increase in bicycle and pedestrian level of service, anticipating growth in non-motorized traffic throughout the corridor. I think this kind of direction will be consistent with the goals and vision of the village as defined in our comprehensive plan and in the recent visioning that has gone on, and is the appropriate way to go with the design for the roadway. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Public appearance section. Right. Hearing none, we'll...
Okay. One second. I'm sorry. Roger, did you or someone else from this committee want to address this memo that we received? Did Becky leave?
Becky did, yeah.
Sorry. I'm not sure.
I haven't seen a memo.
No. Oh. It has.
Oh, this is, yeah, that's a separate issue.
Okay, you didn't want to address, or you do want to address it?
Well, it's correspondence from a bicycle and pedestrian citizens ad hoc committee asking for recognition by the board and authorization to act as a committee or a subcommittee of the village. I don't know what the formal method of doing that is, but it's just we'd like to be able to make substantive comments to the board for action as a formal committee of the village. And so it's kind of a separate issue to what I just spoke about, but it's the Alloway Walks and Bikes Committee. Part of the reason for doing that is because the Plan Commission is going to readdress the bicycle and pedestrian plan for the village. It needs updating based on the new road work that is planned, based on the Safe Routes to Schools projects that are planned. So to have more, I guess, sway with the village board, we'd like to be a formalized committee of the village.
Right. Thank you, Roger. And we do have a letter in that regard submitted by Jim O'Rourke, Jim Genrich, Annalisa Wagner, Roger Retzloff, Peter Andrews, and Rebecca Nyberg. What I recommend is that we put it on the board agenda as a discussion item for the next meeting.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Hearing none, we'll move to item number 6, old business, action regarding adoption ordinance of 2015-03, repealing and recreating Chapter 5 concerning health. Do I have a motion in this regard? Trustee Rafter.
I move to approve.
Is there a second? I will second. Discussion. This has gone through a couple of different revisions, and the board had some input into it before, and some things have been changed based on that, I think, to bring a little bit more clarity to some of the definitions. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion approved. We'll move on to old 11, approval of facade improvement funding for Schrader's Flowers. Do I hear a motion in that regard? Trustee Rafter.
I move to approve.
There a second. Trustee Dennis. Is there any discussion? Trustee Dart.
Well, I was really pleased to see this come up, and I like the design. I have one question for us as a board, that and maybe I'm wrong, but how do we, can we let a pole design go through under our current sign code?
Can we let a what go through?
The current way they have it designed is like this. And that's been that way in our current sign code. Can we do that?
I mean, I would assume that the request comports with the sign code.
A new pole design is not allowed. So this is a existing non-conforming use within that ordinance. They are allowed to make modifications so long as those modifications don't change the size or shape of the sign.
Oh, good.
So these plans have been approved by the building inspector and myself because the size and shape are not changing. But size and shape.
I'm glad. I just didn't want to run into any trouble down the road when I didn't think that we could allow that.
Trevor, how many facade improvement applications have we received? Three? Trustee Dart's telling me three.
That's great. Three to eight.
Okay. Well, I think it's incumbent upon the board and staff to promote that program because it is a wonderful program. And I've told like four or five people, and they're actually surprised to hear it. I don't know if any of them actually applied for anything, but it's a great program to increase the and enhance the aesthetics of the community. So let's all be marketers of that wonderful program. We should maximize the allotment every year.
Thank you.
I did send out probably in January already a letter to all the business owners along with new and within the TIP district, just talking about this facade program and sending them an informational flyer. So just trying to market it and get it out there and, like you said, get use out of this program.
Excellent. Any other comments? Any other discussion? Trustee Rafter?
Just have a quick comment. First of all, I think it's beautiful what they're going to do. I think it's going to be very bright, but it's going to be very nice, and that'll really help that end of Webster, especially with Webster Shell doing a new brighter sign and Schrader's. But I can't get over the expense of just modifying an existing sign, $50,000. So Schrader's aren't here, but I'd like to thank them.
They are.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Schrader. I'd like to thank the Schraders for investing in Alloway and keeping great business in town. Thank you.
Any other discussion concerning the motion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion approved. Which brings us to the public works meeting minutes and agenda from March 12th. Let's take these separately. I'll make a motion to approve the public works recommendation at 12A, contracting with Green Bay for street pavement markings. Is there a second? Trustee Harris. In terms of discussion, we talked about how Brown County used to do it, but we decided, or upon analysis, it's more cost effective and efficient if we contract with the city of Green Bay to do so. So that's why Public Works made the recommendation. Is there any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion approved, or the contracting with Green Bay. 12B, Riverside Drive sidewalk, biking response to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Is there a motion with respect to the Public Works recommendation? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Is there a second? I will second for purposes of discussion. The essence of this item is they asked us whether we wanted them to continue consideration of bike lanes and sidewalks, or whether we wanted them to just forget about them. So the response to the DOT, at least based upon the Public Works recommendation, is that we're going to write to them and say, no, please keep considering those concepts, and in fact consider alternative concepts, and then let us know what you're thinking, and we'll take a look at it, and we'll let you know what we're thinking. But basically, they just want to know whether to stop looking at it altogether, or whether the village wanted them to continue to review or incorporate those elements into a conceptual plan. So our response, or recommended response, is yes, please consider those, and we'll take a look at what you draw up eventually, but we want those elements considered. So that's going to be the response. Any other board comment?
I agree with Trustee Gast in that we want them to keep looking. We also discussed wanting to make sure that we represent the village's, try to best represent the village's overall feeling on that. And we talked about strengthening the language in the letter, not strengthening it, but clarifying it, saying to let them know that we wanted examples or them to consider alternatives such as eliminating bike paths, eliminating sidewalks, all or portion thereof. I'm not suggesting we do so, but that's what we discussed. And we allude to that in the second paragraph where we say, at the beginning of the planning phase of the Riverside Drive project, the Village of Alloway submitted to WISDA a bicycle route and pedestrian sidewalk concept plan, which represented a minimum scope of these facilities on Riverside Drive. I'd like to be more clear about that, and I spoke to Jeff prior to the meeting tonight, and I'd like to attach to this letter that original plan that the village submitted. And I just want them to know that we're interested in seeing bikes and walkways, sidewalks, but we're also interested in seeing the alternative. Because then as a village, we can really see what our options are and bring it to the village residents to see actually what we want to do. So I would make a motion to amend or change the letter to attach a copy of the previous plan, and at the end of paragraph 3 to add, comma, specifically eliminating bicycle facilities and or sidewalks. Just to be clear about what we're looking for them to do, guidance.
I will I'll treat that as a substitute motion. Is there a second to the substitute? Trustee Dart. Second to the substitute. Any further discussion? Then in terms of the substitute motion that's on the table, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion approved. Next item is the Public Works Committee's recommendation of 12C, purchase of a street department small haul truck. Is there a motion concerning the recommendation to make that purchase? Trustee Harris?
I move to approve purchase as laid out in the memo.
Is there a second? Trustee Rafter? Any discussion? Trustee Rafter?
Once again, I'd just like to commend the Public Works Department for keeping their eye out for a good deal, finding a good deal, and getting a good deal. Thank you.
Well, and for the benefit of the public, what Trustee Rafter is referring to is this item was originally budgeted at a $65,000 acquisition, and due to the diligence of staff, we're going to get it for $41,882, and it will service all of their needs. So that was a very good find, and they kept their eyes open. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion approved. Item number 13, award of the Green Isle Park Softball Diamond Light Project. Mr. Clark, maybe you can lead us into that a little bit.
This item was budgeted for 2015 for replacement of lighting at Green Isle Park Softball Diamond, budgeted at $75,000. And we went out to bid to replace that lighting, received four bids, and the low bidder came in at $83,000, a little over $83,000, it was $83,000 $394, and that was for purchase of the light structures, installation of underground wiring, and hookup to the electric. Knowing that that price was slightly over what we had estimated to install the lights, I did contact the low bidder and spoke with them about some alternatives that we could maybe look at to lower our costs, one being if we purchased the lights, the village purchased the lights outright, we could save some money that way, and they would be open to that. The lights that we are looking to replace, close to 40 years old, well past their lifespan, and are very inefficient. The new light structures, I provided some information to the, in the packet that explains seven common questions. It explains differences in types of light structures. And what we're looking to replace with is a steel and concrete type of structure that is kind of the standard type of lights that are utilized in sport fields nowadays. A lot of our neighboring communities and school districts have utilized this type of structure, and very efficient. I did also ask and look into the difference between these being a metal halide type of a light, between that and LED lighting. LED would be an additional $30,000 to $40,000, so I didn't think we would want to go down that avenue. It's a payback for us would not be sufficient.
Board have any questions? Trustee Harris.
First off, on the base bids, the $2,200 that we would save, is that already reflected in the base bid? Or would
that is not.
So it would be the $83,400 rounding minus $2,200.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And are you recommending we go with the automated control system, or are you not recommending that?
At this point, no. I just wanted to give the board that information that we did look at that option. And for the expense of that option and being just for one diamond, we felt that at this point in time it would not be cost effective for us. It is something we could always add in the future if need be. It might be a little bit more than what we had in, you know, what we received in this bid, but it is an option to be able to add in the future. But at this time, I wouldn't recommend it.
Because I was considering it because of the idea of if it's the lifespan's at least 25 years, this is worth $7,500 over 25 years is a $300 a year expense, which 10, 15, 20 years from now, is that going to be worth the labor involved? I don't know the labor costs involved in manually maintaining it as opposed to the automated system. That's why I'm wondering if maybe something we do consider.
It's a possibility, and I would let the board, I guess, make that decision. Is it worth the extra insurance of the extra warranty of the ability for us to utilize the computerized monitoring system?
I thought it understood allowed us to control it.
Control it as well as give us an additional warranty to 25 years.
Okay.
And then, as well as the manufacturer through that system can off-site monitor the structure.
Do you have a wild guesstimate, because I know I'm putting you on the spot, of labor hours that we'd be able to save by having this?
No, I don't. Because,
okay.
It's hard to estimate that far into the future. And knowing that with these new light structures, they're so cost-effective and so efficient that we don't anticipate there being any labor needs. And so.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other board questions of staff or comments? Right. Then I'll entertain a motion. I'm sorry. Trustee Dodd.
Just one thing, Chris. Sure. And I see a little bit of that in here, but maybe you have a better idea. Electric consumption and how much that saves by the lights. I mean, I see some calculations in here, but...
Unfortunately, I'm not an electrical engineer, so I don't quite understand it as much as someone like that would. But knowing that, you know, with the new technologies and that the old lights are, like I said, 40-plus years old, Brad, if you recall information on that.
I don't recall what the calculation was.
You know, when Focus and Energy was here, they always did those nice calculations and told us what we were going to save, so...
So kind of going back to Trustee Harris's question about this computer monitoring ability, probably one of the biggest wastes is the umpires always turn the lights on, but in order to save time, they turn them on when they get there at 6 o'clock. A lot of times you don't need them until 8, so they may be on for 2 hours, but on the other side, to turn these lights on and off is not good for a miter. So you'd rather burn them a little bit longer than the short burn time. So it might be a wash from that perspective. I don't remember what the calculations would be on these more efficient lighting than what we currently have.
So the additional 9,000, if we were to do that, is more like our HVAC system where you can just set it up and it comes on during time periods.
Any other board questions or staff?
Chris, in your memo, you say that we have an anticipated balance of $114,000 in the parks budget. Is that money that we don't expect to spend otherwise? Because that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah, if we did, that does not include the purchase of the $83,000.
Okay, and how much should we budget for the lights?
75.
So we're still $65,000. We're saving $65,000 somewhere.
Right. The monies that are in that account was money that was originally budgeted for the Alloway Trail connection. And okay. We saved a lot of money on that rebid of that from what we had anticipated and budgeted last year.
You're saving a lot of money tonight. Yeah. That's good.
So that's where that extra money in that account is from.
And regarding, that's great. Congratulations, by the way. And on, in terms of the 83,000, do we, what percentage roughly would be product versus services?
About half.
Okay. Is there anything we could do on the services side with our Public Works Department or Parks Department to help reduce the cost?
I can additionally talk to the contractor about that, you know, possibly maybe some of the trenching work or you know, some of that. But, I can talk to the contractor about that and see if we can bring that number down.
Okay, so that's time and materials and not to exceed the 83, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, if you would, I think that would be good. Thank you.
Any other board questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion concerning the approval of the contract.
You don't have
one? No. Trustee Rafter makes the motion. Is there a second? Trustee Dennis makes the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Contract approved. Item number 14, the Arbor Day Proclamation. Which is essentially an acknowledgement concerning, you know, the value of the trees to our community, urging all citizens to support efforts to care for the trees and the woodlands and to support our village's urban forestry program and to urge all residents to plant trees to gladden the hearts and promote the well-being of present and future generations. Is there a motion to approve this proclamation? I will make that motion. Is there a second? Trustee Green seconds it. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Proclamation approved. Item number 15 on the agenda, action regarding resolution 215-07, sort of significantly reducing the proposed budget cuts to the University of Wisconsin system. I won't read the resolution per se, it's rather long, but essentially it suggests or it supports the concept that public education at the university level is valuable to our community, with in particular with UWGB being here, that the local and statewide community benefits by a strong and vibrant college system, and the recommendation or the resolution on the table asks that the legislature significantly, you know, reduce that cut in the educational system, and to give the UW campuses more flexibility to effectively and efficiently manage their own operations to serve the students and the taxpayers. Is there a motion concerning this resolution? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve the resolution and send it to the legislators and governor.
Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Dart. Any discussion concerning this resolution? Hearing none, all in favor, signify. Oops, I'm sorry, Trustee Rath.
Just one comment or question. In the third from last paragraph, we say that we ask them to not substantially reduce the base funding cuts, or to substantially reduce the base funding cuts.
We haven't got a problem if they take keep the butts in place. That's the other thing.
How about I don't even know how to say it anymore. Funding cuts. Do we want to add something saying specifically University of Wisconsin Green Bay, or do we not?
That'd be my preference to adopt it as, because I think it applies to the entire UW system, and any major hit's going to be, you know, felt, you know, by all of the universities in total.
Yeah. And the only other comment I have is, this is for the university system, and a question was asked of me, are we going to do the same kind of resolution for K through 12? Because 70% of the people surveyed by Marquette University supported or said they don't want cuts to the university system. 78% of the people said they don't want cuts to the K through 12. So just food for thought.
Well, and you know, any trustee, you know, has the ability or capacity to submit a resolution. I agree. We may want to take a look at the one that Trustee Rapp is now speaking of.
Okay.
You know, so if anyone has any language or a resolution along those lines, we can submit it and have it placed on a forthcoming board agenda. Any other questions or comments from the board yet? Otherwise, I'll open it up to the public for comment. Hearing none, I will suspend the rules and open it up. Does any of our visitors have any input or comment upon this proposed resolution? Mr. Vandenhoff?
Pass it, please. I just had my hand up because the cuts go to the UW system as a unit, Trustee Rafter, and then the UW system sort of divvies out where the cuts will come from each of the 26 campuses between the four-year regionals and the UW colleges. The legislature has no control over how the UW system divvies out the funds.
Okay.
Any other public comments since I suspended the rules? Hearing none, I'll resume the rules. Any further discussion concerning this resolution? Hearing none, all in favor of support and passing the resolution?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution adopted. Next agenda item is Resolution 2015-08, opposing legislation eliminating the personal property tax, which I understand has been suggested by the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Seems to be a lot going on with respect to, you know, how the budget's going to, you know, look at the end, and a lot of that has very significant local impacts, such as this one. You know, by eliminating, you know, that tax, that affects our budget dollars. So. Is there a motion with respect to this particular resolution? Trustee Dart.
I will move to accept the resolution opposing elimination of personal property tax.
Is there a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion? Trustee Rack.
In doing some research on this, I wanted to find out what the heck they meant by personal property tax. And I found an article by State Representative Dewey Strobel of Cedarburg. And he opens up by saying, imagine that when you received your property tax bill, you discovered you had to pay property tax not only on your home, but on your appliances, furniture, and any equipment you own. This is a reality for many businesses in Wisconsin. And in looking into it, I just question whether we do want to support this, because ultimately we pay for it one way or the other. Personal property tax to the business gets passed on to the consumer. So the concern is, from the League of Municipalities, is that we're going to lose money and it'll cost residents more. I think the residents are paying for it one way or the other. It's either direct or indirect costs. Obviously, I want the village to have as much money as it can, but in our quest to be business friendly and to encourage businesses to move in and to expand, it makes it hard for a lot of small businesses to go out for a restaurant, to go out and buy new equipment, to buy a $50,000 hood for a range, and then pay tax on it. They pay tax on it when they buy it, and they pay tax on it when they buy it. Two different taxes. I just don't quite understand that. So I'd like to create a business-friendly environment. From what I've read, the surrounding states to Wisconsin do not have a personal property tax, or they are in the process of getting rid of it. So I personally would not be in support of this.
Any other board discussion?
I worked for a gentleman that owned many fast food restaurants, and he always said that was the most unfair tax there was. And I did all those accounting, and yeah, it kind of is. But until we have an alternative of, you know, tax base and well, how we make up that tax base, I think it would be. And of course, I want to support the businesses. I just can't see that hole in the budget. So I will support it. Well, I made the motion, so I'm supporting it.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those in favor or opposed signify by saying aye. Or no. Say no.
How about nay?
I'll say nay.
I've never said nay. I like to say that.
Okay.
Nay.
Two nays. I'm a nay.
Two. Okay.
So that resolution has been adopted. Item number 17. Yeah. Action regarding Resolution 2015-09, thanking the Wisconsin State Legislature and Governor for keeping shared revenue to municipalities constant. So I guess we're going to tell them a few things we don't like, and this one tells them something we did like, because they're going to keep funding us at the same level. Is there a motion to adopt this resolution? Trustee Rafter, is there a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution adopted. Action regarding reappointing Debbie Bainan as Village Clerk Treasurer, term to expire May 1, 2018. I will gladly make that motion, since she's invaluable to this village. Is there a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All in favor? Oops, I'm sorry, Trustee Rafter.
I don't want the village to crumble.
Well, I would accept a friendly amendment to make that appointment for life.
So moved.
Well, we'll give it till May 1, 2018, so just for a starter. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Resolution adopt or appointment in force.
Thank you.
And I'll you know, follow up with something that Mr. Vandenhoven said before. I mean, we do have a very diligent and valued and committed staff, and these people really work hard for the benefit of the community, and they're passionate about it. It's just not a job to the good people here, and Ms. Bainan is a prime example of that, and the service and the hours she puts in are It's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy what she has to do. But she does it with passion and grace, so I'm glad she got reappointed. All right, next agenda item is number 19, appointments to village committees and boards.
These are the ones that are reappointed in black, and then the two are ones that are sent in. And then, oops, here's the second page. And then we'll have this on the board.
Was this in the board packet?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get an update?
All right, within the board packets, everyone received the annual reappointments concerning the folks that are up for, you know, appointment renewal. There are a few new add-ins to some of the committees. Board of Appeals, Dave Doran to take over one of the vacancies. Historic Preservation, Brent Carr to fill a vacant position on Historic Preservation. And as I see it, those are the only new folks. The rest of the ones are going to be reappointments. You've received the slate in your materials. I'll make a motion to approve the slate of appointments to all of the village boards as presented, to include the new individuals to Board of Appeals and Historic Preservation. Is there a second? Trustee Rafter, any discussion concerning the appointments?
We also need to appoint the board.
Well, the board appointments to me is... We need to find some nice places for Mr. Atwood to fill in here.
Yeah, wait for that.
Well, let's...
For next meeting.
Yeah, let's approve the slate in concerning the citizen participants to village committees, and we'll defer the board appointments to the next meeting. I believe we have a first and a second as to the citizen participation and appointments. Any discussion concerning those? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Those appointments are made. Item number 20, we have the consent agenda. We'll take items A through D unless somebody wants us to carve them out. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, items 20A through D? Let me go to the go-to guy over here. Trustee Rafter makes the motion. There a second. Trustee Dart, any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
A poll was consent agenda adopted. To the report discussion session of the agenda, item number 21, update and report on Neighborhood Watch.
I have been in touch with numerous people regarding Neighborhood Watch, whether there's some existing groups out there and starting some new ones. I got in touch with one person from Blackhawk Drive, who has an existing group that meets monthly that we didn't know about, so we'll be getting together with that group. Also, a new group on St. Croix Circle that we have a meeting scheduled for next month that we're going to get started. I do have available materials here at the village, some booklets about starting Neighborhood Watch, maintaining Neighborhood Watch, participant guides here for anybody who's interested, and those are available. Trevor and I have also been in touch with a resident on the area of Culp Street regarding neighborhood associations. So we're looking to schedule an initial meeting with him and some of his neighbors. Sort of as we had discussed previously with Cheryl, I think it was, from the city of Green Bay, who spoke with us last year sometime about that. So we're going to start with a smaller group, kind of determine what our goals are going to be, get the area down that we want to make this neighborhood association of, and kind of see where it goes from there.
Perfect.
We also got information that there is an existing neighborhood association that we didn't really know about in the area of between Lazar and Alloway Avenue and between Webster and Riverside. So we're also looking to get in touch with them to see what they have going on.
Excellent. Any questions? I mean, it seems like we're making some progress. I mean, we're having some people reach out to us, and we're actually finding people we didn't even know about that we're already doing it. So we need to find a few you know, glowing examples that we can pitch to the rest of the community. As we talked about before, I mean, I actually like it when you drive through Green Bay and you see the signs, and, you know, you're entering this historic district or this district. I think, I mean, that's just kind of wonderful to bring some cohesiveness and history, you know, to the community. So keep it up. I won't say. Trustee Harris.
I don't know if, as we get a little more experience, our success stories, that may be an option for a story within the Neighbors magazine that's been published over the last couple months.
That's an excellent idea.
Gets extra attention to the program and just draw attention to what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I overlooked the fact that since it's so recent that we have that resource available to us. But yeah, I think if we can get somebody, you know, that has some success and they're established, and we can work with them, we can premiere that in Alloway Neighbor, and get that word out that there are these things available, and get more and more interest as it moves forward. But I'm glad to see there's some progress being made.
I was also going to mention, I know in the past we discussed having a board, so to speak, regarding the neighborhood associations. With the change that we obviously have in the village board right now, when we get this first meeting set up with the neighborhood over here at the hall, what I think I might do is send an email to the board and Brad and anybody who wants to be involved in that meeting to feel free to come.
Excellent. Good. Trevor.
One thing to also know, Cheryl from Green Bay did mention the one way to create a neighborhood association is put up a group that's already there, such as a historic district or something, and you see that as in Astor Park. You have the historic Astor Park district, and you have the neighborhood association of the Astor Park. And then just something to note on that, we are trying to create a historic district in the Miramar area, and there will be a meeting on that tomorrow night at Village Hall on a short presentation. That's another area that we
can
vote on in the future.
Good. Any other board comment? Otherwise, hearing no objection, I'll suspend the rules, because I at least one person in the community wants to comment.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. With regards to the neighborhood designations and the neighborhood monuments, internally here within Alloway, the gentleman who designed the monuments for the city of Green Bay does live in Alloway here. It's Mike Christopherson. He's a graphics artist. He's very good, and you might want to contact him. Thank you.
Yeah, let's get Mr. Christopherson's contact information, so hopefully when we get to the point we're ready to put a sign up or some kind of a designation, we can get it done. Any other public comment? Hearing none, I'll resume the rules. Any other questions by the board? Any other comment by the board? Hearing none, the next item on the agenda is adjournment. Trustee Atwood makes that motion. Trustee Harris seconds that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.